This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith Needham. It's time for our weekly movie review with KCT Allen. Hi, Casey.
Hi, Shalane.
It's good to have you back.
First of all, let me just say Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker was formulaic but visually captivating, and Cats was like a misplaced variety show with a heart of gold.
Well, you also saw the much-talked-about film Bombshell. Tell us your take on that one.
No topic today is more polarizing and more incendiary than politics, and Jay Roach is still building a name for himself as a talented and topical director, uniquely adept at telling political stories. But instead of showing us the high-stakes complications of mainstream political lives, Bombshell tells a story about the politics of the workplace and the politics of gender. Women working at the Fox News Network start to address the misogyny and harassment from their chairman and CEO, Roger Ailes. But hoping to change the toxic work environment dominated by such powerful men does not have all the women coming together. Bombshell is fierce and feminist while also being understated, patient, and tempered. It is this tempered writing and tempered acting that makes the film more realistic, with a gently sustained tension. Charlize Theron's fully transformed performance is magnetic and adds a lot to the film's continued tension. The film's title is a bit misleading because there's not much of the shouting, rapid-fire arguing, or shocking twists you might expect. But Bombshell is still fascinating, and it works hard at showing the Fox News universe through a balanced and honest lens.
All right, sounds like this is a recommendation from you.
Not just women, everyone should see this movie.
All right, thanks for being here, Casey.
My pleasure.